In this bulletin, a top US doctor remains hopeful about the rollout of COVID-19 vaccine. Pro-democracy politicians resign en masse in Hong Kong. And in sport, a Real Madrid player slams football organisers over their treatment of athletes. Good morning with the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. United States infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's optimistic that COVID-19 vaccines could start being implemented by December. Speaking to the ABC, Dr. Fauci said he expected the number of vaccinations would increase between January and April, with a substantial number of vaccines administered by May. And addressing the subject of lockdowns, he said they should only be used as a last resort in the fight against coronavirus and praised Australia's success. The federal government's JobMaker program hiring scheme aimed at getting more younger Australians into work has passed the Senate, 30 votes to 28. It gives companies up to $200 a week for each additional worker they hire between the ages of 16 and 35. Amendments proposed by Labor to prevent companies from firing existing older staff failed after One Nation voted with the government. And the Senate has voted to establish a parliamentary inquiry into media diversity in Australia and its impact on democracy. It follows the tabling this week of a petition signed by 500,000 Australians calling for a royal commission into Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. The inquiry will examine issues including media diversity, independence and reliability in Australia, the impact it has on public interest journalism and democracy, and changes in business model. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says Australians are worried about the health of the media landscape and Parliament has a duty to act.
Access to good quality local news, regional news and public interest journalism is more important than ever right now. We've seen that throughout COVID and we've seen the media landscape change significantly during this period. While more people have been tuning in to find out what's really been going on in their local community, around the country and around the globe, sadly, many media agencies have had to close their doors.
Moving overseas, and Hong Kong's pro-democracy politicians have resigned in protest against the government's decision to disqualify four politicians. The group quit on Wednesday as part of the dispute over the autonomy of Hong Kong and will officially hand in resignation letters today. China is denying the suppression of Hong Kong's freedoms, but Democratic Party politician Wu Chai-wei says he's concerned the separation of power is being removed.
All the power will be centralized in the chief executive. Of course, chief executive is the puppet of the central government. So as a result, that is the basic argument why we say today is the end of the one country, two system.
And a new report says Australia and China can rebuild trust following a breakdown in political relations. The paper, jointly released by the Australian National University and China's Centre for International Economic Exchanges, sets out ways the two countries can better cooperate. While China accounts for 46% of Australia's merchandise exports, the political relationship has been fractured. The paper says the relationship can be rebuilt through a joint pursuit of regional and global efforts that address the health and economic effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. More than 10,000 Ethiopian refugees have arrived in Sudan since the start of a deadly conflict last week. The Refugees Commission in eastern Sudan says it's a critical humanitarian situation because the numbers are likely to rise. More than 200,000 more Ethiopians could come across in coming days, but there are concerns about food shortages. Hundreds of people have died in airstrikes and fighting in Ethiopia's Tigray region. In other overseas news, Bahrain's leader, Sheikh Khalifa bin Salman Al Khalifa, the world's longest-serving prime minister, died yesterday at the age of 84. The prime minister, who'd held the post since 1971, died in the United States. He was a dominant voice in the government, but he faced opposition after repeatedly blocking political reform efforts. But his reporters say the late leader helped to turn Bahrain away from its reliance on oil into a large banking sector and aluminium producer. Let's go to sport now, and Germany's World Cup winner Toni Kroos has hit out at FIFA and the football unions associations for treating players like puppets. He's criticised the establishment of the UEFA Nations League in 2018 and the expanded Club World Cup plan for next year, but later postponed because of the coronavirus. Kroos told a podcast that these expanded competitions suck the life out of players physically and strip them of as much money as possible. See what the weather's doing across the nation today. In Perth, it'll be a partly cloudy day, 22 degrees. A couple of showers in Adelaide clearing up, 20 degrees. An early storm in Melbourne, possibly 24 degrees. Morning showers in Hobart, 26 degrees. 24 in Canberra, with a shower or two and a possible storm. Much the same for Wollongong, 25 degrees. A possible shower in Sydney, 26. Partly cloudy and 29 in Newcastle. Fine weather for Brisbane, 28. Partly cloudy and 31 in Cairns, and 35 degrees in Darwin with a possible shower or storm. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget to check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.